Good morning, everyone. This is the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call, where we come together, share ideas, get focused for the week. Today, we are going to be talking about the Prove It Challenge, how to market it, focus on it, talk about it to people. And so that's what we're going to focus on today's call. But before we get started in that, the first piece that you would really need to do before you get all of that in alignment is figuring out how many Prove It challenges do you want to sell in a month's time or in the quarter. So we are in February. This is the first Monday of February. If you haven't figured that out yet, how many Prove It challenges you want to sell this month or for the quarter, I want you all to take a sheet of paper out or write it in your phone, in your notes section, or just think about it in your head right now. I'm going to walk you through quickly, and then we'll break it into questions and discussion about how I walk through in my own head to sell Prove It challenges. So first I decide how many do I want to sell in a quarter. And so whether you want, a lot of times I'll set a goal of 50 or 75 Prove It challenges that I want sold in a quarter. And then I break that down per month on how many that has to be. And let's just pick for the art of this example that we're going to say that you want to sell 10 Prove It challenges in the month of February. So once that is decided, I get a sheet of paper out. I put it on a clipboard. You can do it however you want, but that needs to be in front of you. And then I put the 1 through 10 on there, and I start popping people's names into the slot to figure out if those people are going to be my potential people who will purchase a Prove It challenge this month or sign up to start it. Now, that, of course, is all going to change. I would highlight some of those people if I know they're possibly could be distributors. And then I start to figure out, well, how many more people do I need? How many are short? How do I need to get introduced to more people? And that's when I start doing the planning. And the planning piece behind that is I'll start to look at, can I talk about it at chamber mixers? Can I, do I happen to be the person who's going to be doing a talk at a chamber that I could bring it up? Can I have an event at my home that maybe I could share the Prove It challenge? How many people can I meet with one-on-one? How many conversations do I randomly need to get into with people that I don't know maybe? Can some of my customers give me referrals? But as you hear my head going through all of this, the thing that's very clear when I'm going to be selling these is the Prove It challenge is the only thing I'm discussing with people along with the business. That's it. And what I mean by that is I'm not bringing up other product lines and I'm not bringing up any other product at this point when somebody is in discussion with me about Shapley. So I'm going to stop there because I know I covered a lot, but I just want to give you a thought pattern there of what I do when I'm working to accomplish a goal of selling a certain amount of kit. So what kind of questions pop up? Does anybody have a question on how I do that first off, and then we'll get into some nitty-gritty?
Teresa, it's Laureen. When you say, can you give me any ideas on how you do that? What are we referring to?
If you have any questions about the yes, the conversations. And thank you for clarifying that for me.
Okay. I have one thing to share which has really helped me. Actually, it happened in Chicago. I don't remember who was speaking. It might have been the bank code people. You might even recall this. But, you know, one of the issues I had for a long time is I'm being facetious, but, like, the idea of going in for the kill, right, just to find out,
right.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
are these people interested? And it really takes a lot of posture and a lot of listening to not do that. And I recognize the benefits of not doing that more and more. And one of the things that was shared in Chicago was that our prospect or the person we're engaged in the conversation with determines our conversation, right? And I'm really working on keeping that in the forefront of my mind and my mouth, so to speak, when I'm talking to people. I think it's super, super important to have the Prove It Challenge goal in front of us, because it's such a great entry point into the business from positioning people in the compensation plan, whether they're looking or not, and or the product, because it's guaranteed to help people feel better, which we've all experienced, right? But, so I think for me, and I love what you're sharing, because it is so important to have the number out there, whether it's 2 or 10 in a month or 50 in a quarter, to kind of make sure that we're putting ourselves in places. Like if we're talking to a gym owner, you know, the Prove It Challenge is a great segue into, hey, we have this amazing program. It's a cleanse. It helps people feel better in 30 days or you get your money back. It's such a simple way to introduce Shaklee to people, you know, and not really get confused about, oh, do I bring in the business now? Do I bring in everything else kind of thing? So,
right.
But
and
I love.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just loved what was shared in Chicago, because I so needed to hear that. You know, and Jennifer was with us last week in New Jersey, and I had this one woman who we had a great conversation, and we were working on, you know, setting up an appointment with Jennifer, and she said, you know, I'm having some surgery this coming Friday. Can we put this off until I get back on my feet? And I was really struggling with it and really thinking, okay, you know what? Let's just see if we can get this appointment on the board, you know, before surgery. It'll benefit you, this and that. But no, I let it go, and I was able to let it go because of what I learned in Chicago. And I just, I'm on her temperature, not mine.
Absolutely. And you know what? You helped me I want to clarify for everybody, because of what you just said, really gave me a direction to clarify this. When I'm talking about what you just said, there's two ways I sort of look at a conversation. If it's somebody that I just want to create interest with and I'm not really going to have time to form them, or maybe I'm in a situation and I'm just trying to create some interest so then I can form them, then I'm probably going to just stick something out when somebody's in a conversation with me and they say, hey, how are you, Teresa? What's new? What's going on with you? And then I'm going to say, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. You're not going to believe how many people I've been able to help with this crazy Prove It Challenge. I just have a person who lost 35 pounds last week. Okay, so I'm just creating interest so we can go down the path, right? No difference if I decided I wanted to go down the business path. If I'm in a one-on-one conversation, like what you're saying, Lorene, I am probably going to do the bank code where I have the opportunity to form them, and I may find out that the Prove It Challenge is not the way to go, that the business is the way to go with them, right? But we have two different situations sometimes where we're just at a random, somebody's asking us what's going on, you know, so we create some interest, then I'm always, always, always going with the Prove It Challenge right now, because that's my focus for this quarter. You may choose the business is going to be your focus, you may choose whatever's going to be your focus, but I'm very clear on a quarter what I'm focusing on. And, of course, with the Prove It Challenge, it always goes into the business for me at some point, because I want these people to possibly understand or join the business. But it's not going to happen at the first meeting. I'm just trying to create some interest. But anyways, Lorene, you sort of helped me clarify that a little bit for everybody. I'm creating curiosity or I'm forming. So I don't know if that helps.
It helped me very much. I love what you said when people say, hey, you know, what's going on? You can just segue into, oh, my gosh, and go into it, and I love that. So I guess we have to be able to be quick on our feet in a sense, right, and make sure that we're just being as authentic as possible.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. What kind of comments? Does anybody have a thought that they would like to add or something that they would like to share on how they manage the Prove It Challenge?
Quick on our feet and authentic.
Did anybody have a comment that they would like to add or something is working for them on sharing the Prove It Challenge? Okay.
And what's going on with you? Say, oh my God, I can't believe how many people I helped.
I'm
with
sorry,
this
I can't. I can't hear somebody. I'm not sure who that is. Okay, what other questions do you guys have? I think, Linda, I thought I heard you speaking, but I can't really hear if you were asking a question or. So I'm going to come back to you. Denise, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. I know you get into a lot of conversations with people. What kind of thoughts do you have about bringing up the Prove It Challenge when you're out and about with people?
Good morning. I'm not sure. I think my earring keeps hitting the ball, and I apologize for that. So I love that Checkley's really laid it out super simple. I was actually just thumbing through the catalog this morning and realized, again, that Checkley's put that, you know, in the catalog. Of course, it's online, too, but just like you were saying, filling in those circles, I think it's super important to visualize that. And Checkley's helped us with that because they're going to give out some nice payouts, you know, to you and to your group for people who sell them. So it's a win-win. I think it's a great lead-in to the business. Obviously, we have a process here in Team Glacken, but, you know, staying focused on your product or vision or whatever your choice is for the quarter, like you said, or maybe you've named your year the Prove It Year, and you're just going with that full time. So I just love that you've made it easy for us, I guess is what I would say, is that, you know, that money's going to show up in your account, you're going to get paid, and they make it super simple for our downline to earn as well.
Absolutely. And why not take advantage of the selling rate, and you're getting that $75 and you're getting bonus again, another $75, which is awesome. So at the bare minimum, you want to have that three every month, but let's shoot for 10. Why not? Because we're making some really nice money. And if you have a goal to be director, that will happen very quickly if you're shooting for that. One of the other ways that I get the Prove It Challenge moved or shared very quickly is I might have somebody that has interest in having an event at their home, or maybe we meet for coffee at Starbucks. We can rent or, you know, especially Panera. They'll have a small room that you can use. And that person will invite five of their friends over, and maybe to that restaurant or to their home, and we will have a Prove It Challenge night. And what is great is the host is already set up now because they already have some friends that are joining. It's very easy to get into the business conversation at that point, because why would that individual not want to earn rebates, money, money back, cash, start earning money, and become a distributor with Shackley? So I also look at who in my organization, who am I meeting that would host a Prove It Challenge event. And there, what is really nice is you can use one of the tools that we have to share the Prove It Challenge to everyone at that event. And so if you're not as skilled yet, you can push one of our Play It videos that Jennifer has done, and you can have an event right there. And this is a great way to get groups of people together. So if you're looking to share the Prove It Challenge with 10 people at least a month, you can have a couple events, and you're already there.
Still it regular, honey? Thank you.
So who Teresa, has a question?
Just to piggyback on that real quick.
Yes, go ahead.
I think most people know a couple people who want to, you know, lose weight, get healthy, especially this time of year. People are still, right, talking about new year, new goals, new visions. I think any time of the year it's perfect, but especially this time of year. And people want to group together and do things together. There's opportunity for everyone to, you know, join on and group up, and I think people see that. They want to do that. They want to help each other out. They want to do things in groups, especially the millennial generation. They seem to want to be, you know, helping each other and do things in little pockets. So I think it's a perfect idea to get together in these small groups and really just kind of figure out who those three are going to be, and you just keep doing threes, 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 and next thing you know, that Prove It Challenge is really moving around, and then you get to see results, and you can share those. You can make group events and team events out of those and share those publicly, and people want to know what you're doing. So I think it's just it's a very simple but idealistic way to really kind of share products and see results.
Yes, thank you for sharing that, Denise. The power of small little groups, like you're saying, exactly. So anytime, too, I like to say to someone, like you're just mentioning, if I'm meeting somebody for coffee to share the Prove It Challenge, why not ask them, do you have a friend or somebody else that might be interested in joining us? Feel free to invite them, right? They might have a girlfriend, like you said, that they want to partner with to have some accountability. So why not have them come to the meeting? Now, another thing that I've been doing is I encourage the people who have seen success on the Prove It Challenge, which is, of course, everybody, if they would do a before and after picture for me or just send me the pictures. And I've had quite a few of my clients and distributors send me before and after photos, and I've been able to post those on social if they're okay with that. And that has created a lot of conversation and a lot of people being aware of the Prove It Challenge and people wanting to join it. So that's another option that you have on marketing the Prove It Challenge. So if you have some people who have some success, ask them if they're okay with doing that or if you can create it for them. So I'm going to ask Trista. I know Trista shares and talks a lot about the Prove It Challenge. Trista,
Thank you, honey.
Have some tips that you would like to share that's been working for you with the Prove It Challenge?
Yeah. One of the things I've been doing lately is if I'm talking to any of my even existing members, you know, I look at members that have, they're ordering maybe like vitamin B and maybe the fish oil, only the omega. And so I look at ingredients that they're, you know, supplements they're already buying from us, but ones that are in the Vitalizer. And when I talk to them, I said, hey, have you looked at the Prove It Challenge? And they say, what's that? And then we get into a conversation. And I said, you wouldn't need to order those other supplements as much because they actually, you'll get them in your Vitalizer pack. So that's one thing that I've been talking to people about the Prove It Challenge. And I know Tony in our group, he actually won like the most Prove It Challenges like 2 weeks ago. And he is a personal trainer that's on our team. And what he has done is, people that are joining one of the challenges at the gym, part of that is being part of the Prove It Challenge. And then, you know, I know they really, really promote doing the two together because you're going to have even better results doing, you know, the Prove It Challenge and doing the personal training. And I would say the other thing, I know Becky, for our group, we've started what's called a 14-day Prove It Challenge. So we're spending 7 days this week, it just started, that we're getting prepared. We're, you know, pulling some of the bad stuff out of our diets. We're getting into healthier routines, adding more water, you know, and then we'll get all of our shopping done. And we have a Facebook, a private Facebook group set up. So what we're doing as a team is we're going to be hitting the phones and talking to people and getting people into this challenge group so that we're, you know, as you guys were talking about, you have a support group. So those are some of the things that we're doing in our on our team.
I love that. And you know what, Trista, what you just brought up is a great reminder. If somebody, first off, if you haven't done the Prove It Challenge, that's something you definitely need to do. And it's always great you can redo the Prove It Challenge or parts of the Prove It Challenge if you've already done it. So make sure you're posting it on social so that creates interest. What we're trying to do is create curiosity here. And so those are some other great ways to create curiosity. So thanks, Trista. I love that. Tina, how about you? I know that you get in conversations about the Prove It Challenge. What ways are you sharing it? Is there anything in particular you would like to share to the group that you think might be helpful for them?
Sure. I think.
Okay. Go ahead.
one of the things that I found is it's not just about weight loss for people. I think initially when I was kind of focusing on the Prove It Challenge. I was really focusing more on the weight loss aspect, but I am finding that a lot of people are just looking for more energy, for better health. They don't necessarily need to lose a ton of weight. They're more so looking back for that lifestyle that they used to have, maybe when they were younger or maybe when they were more active. So I think it's a great opportunity to know that there's a lot of people who may be interested in the Prove It Challenge for reasons other than weight loss. And so I think that was a great reminder for me because it also opened up the conversations with the people that I might talk to about it. But there's a lot of benefits other than the weight loss that a lot of people, especially as we get older, are feeling, you know, more tired or not as much energy, or they know they're eating too many carbs and they just want a way to kind of get back on track. So I think that's been a great way to open up more conversations.
And you're right about that. I've noticed that also, that there's a big group of people that are just looking for and I don't mean just as minimizing it, but a health reset. So you're right about that. I love it. Another thought, some people do a Prove It challenge sort of kickoff food night just so somebody could see what they would be eating. So you could invite some friends over and just make a couple meals or snacks that you can have on the Prove It challenge just to give them a tasting of what delicious foods they're going to be eating. So that's another way that you can create some interest and get some people to get some, you know, ideas of what they're going to experience when they're on it. So who else would like to share? Is there any questions on, maybe you have a question on how do I share the Prove It challenge? Does anybody have a question on that? We have a lot of leaders on the phone today that can answer. Okay. Anybody else have a thought that they would like to share to the group on how they are sharing the Prove It challenge with others? So you guys sound like you got this Prove It challenge down. Okay. So, Laureen, I know we're getting close to the end of the call. I'm going to let you add some tidbits to this discussion.
Okay. I'm trying to give everybody else a chance.
I know. I think they're quiet. They're taking notes. They're writing down their names.
And, Teresa, I have to give you kudos. You really frame out the conversation impeccably. You know, you keep it on point, which I think is amazing, and it just helps to really gain clarity. And that's really what I want to share. I think it's so important that, you know, we're clear on the lanes that we're in. So when we're talking about the Prove It challenge, if that conversation comes up, or even if it's a pointed conversation, like I have two young adult daughters that are building the business, and they are leading with the Prove It challenge. And that's something good for us to know, that the younger people are feeling, I guess, more confident until they can really have more of the business conversations to lead people with the Prove It challenge. So that's one thing I kind of want to shine a light on. From what I noticed, the young kids, because the Prove It challenge has a really reasonable entry point and the value is so huge, they feel very confident in speaking about it. So I think that's something to take note of. And also, you know, when you're talking to people or customers or potential prospects about the Prove It challenge, not to limit the conversation, to let people know, you know, this is available for everyone. And we're finding that there's a lot of young people that are really loving this idea of being part of a community and a culture and doing this challenge, you know, as a whole. So I think that is something that I'm watching. You know, I'm always trying to lead my daughters to more of the bigger conversations, but around business. But right now, this is the lane that they're in, and it's really kind of filling in that gap of them actually creating things, you know, as they're building their confidence. So I don't know if that helps at all, but I think it's important.
I agree with you. I think it's. Whatever lane you start in, and if I hear you correctly on what you're saying, is it's okay. It's the idea that we need to be in action and we need to be having conversations. So whatever, if I'm paraphrasing you correctly, so whatever lane you're in is fine. Make sure you are having the conversations because those have got to happen. And
absolutely.
And so.
And I just.
Go ahead.
Just one other quick thing, and I didn't mean to cut you off there, but that's my New York in me, by the way. but one thing that I don't know, I guess the people that were in Chicago had the privilege to be exposed to Dr. Jaggi's talk with us, right? But
yeah.
This is so powerful right now, what he shared, and it leans towards the Prove It challenge. And if we remember this and nothing at all, you're going to grow. What he mentioned was 74% of the population is, in fact, in this conversation and supplementing. So the chances of you getting in a conversation of people being interested are very, very high. It doesn't mean you're not going to get the rejection or the people that are going to put the hand up, but it really makes no difference because we're here to serve, lead, and mentor, and lead, serve, and teach people, right, how to be healthier or build an economic foundation wherever the shoe fits. But that really, 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 I thought was so powerful coming from somebody who is, you know, who's a leader in the industry from a scientific place. So I took hold of that, and I feel it just has helped me to have more and more conversations.
Well, and what you're really saying, Maureen, is like you just have to ask the question, and the chances are very high that you're going to see success. And so when, you know, when I tell my testimony or when I share what somebody has seen with the Prove It Challenge, I will ask the question simply, do you know somebody that wants to feel better? Or do you know somebody who wants to, lose weight? Now, this is when I'm not directly forming somebody and we're in, you know, a conversation that I know that they have a health challenge and I'm going down that path. If I don't know they have some interest, I'm just going to ask, who do you know? And the majority of the time, they will turn around and say, me, I would like to learn more about that Prove It Challenge, or I would like to learn more, you know, about how to earn some money, whatever it is. But what you're really saying, Maureen, is we just got to get out there and ask the question. And so make sure, I know we are at the end of our call time, make sure you create a list today, if you have not done that, for the month of February, at least at the bare minimum, and say how many people do you want to share the Prove It Challenge with, how many of the kits do you want to sell. Make sure you have that written down as a goal. That will help to motivate you to get into conversations. And then any kind of help you need, feel free to connect with myself, with anyone on the team. Post questions in Team Glacken. We'll be happy to answer. There are a wealth of leaders in our organization who can help you sell the Prove It Challenge. So definitely reach out and let us know if you're having some challenges so that way we can help you get over any hurdles that you have so you can share those with others. So I want to thank you guys all for participating today. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Please join us tomorrow on our book club. And this, the bank code, I'm sorry, that's actually Wednesday. I apologize for saying tomorrow. It's Wednesday. Join us Wednesday for bank code. That is the book we are currently reading. And we will be able to go through more pieces of that. Jennifer is running the call, so please join us on that. And I hope you guys have a great Monday. Thanks now. Bye.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.